Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome again. God bless you in your hearing. Amen. Wherever you are, we offer prayer now. Father, we thank you for the hearers, O God, and the doers of your word. We know, Lord, it wasn't by accident that the hearers are here. And you said it's by faith. Faith come by hearing, not seeing. You say faith come by hearing. And, oh God, we ask you, let your Holy Spirit and your word now will guide and lead them through the solving of the problem. God bless you. Welcome again, and we are here. And we like, if you'd like to call, we're discussing solving problems, part three. You know, you have been listening to our past radio broadcast here on Blog Talk. Call a friend and tell a friend to listen in. Amen. And see what the Lord has to say through his word. If you'd like to call, you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. That press 1 on your phone, wherever you are. You know, there's always been discussion about problems since I've been saved, and conditions and emotional problems that I've been going through since I've been saved. And we're here, amen, a doctrine, amen, the doctrine of truth, amen, to bring it down to the grassroots. Somebody might have a testimony they want to share, what God had done for them. You might not really have the scripture completely, but you just might want to just share what God has done for you and how it happened. We like to start off with First John, the 5th chapter, the Apostle John writing here. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotten loveth him also that is begotten of him. I'm reading from the Old King James Version. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God, we keep his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not, they are not grievous. They are not, they are not. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. My yoke is easy, my burdens are light. We want to discuss, amen, today, wherever you are tonight, if you are going through, amen, on your computer, some of the problems that maybe you might be facing, and some of the criticism about being religious is that some of the reason of the people's problems, they feel that it should be and it should not be, but sometimes it is spiritual based. It's a spiritual based lack of intimacy with God. Lack of intimacy with God, lack of being personal with God, lack of being constantly calling, talking with him. And how can you do that? That's through prayer and his word. You know, the more, I gave an example with the example once that when, as you begin to travel and go to different countries or different cities, maybe some of you now are preparing and planning to go to another city. You might be somewhere now, and you need supplies, you need help. So you know where your help is. You call the phone, or you might send out some type of teletype, email, or text to that person or those people who will supply your need. But it has to be a communication, and it has to be through a communication, some type of communication line. It won't be personal face-to-face, but you know you have to reach out to that person. And you know what? You know there will be no doubt in your heart and mind that you know you will get help. You will get help. You contacted them before you left. In case of emergency, I'll be calling you. Or in case of anything come up, I'll be letting you know when I arrive. Or you know, this summer, what my agenda going to be later on during the day. But they know all about your whereabouts. They know all about your whereabouts. And if you fall short of supplies, you will contact them. And sometimes just maybe just give them a call because you like to hear their voice and you want to share with them the enjoyment and, you know, and vice versa. Same applies here with Christ. Same applies here with Christ. You are his friend. You are a friend of his. And one of the major problems of emotional pain is lack of intimacy with God. We alienate ourselves. We depart from God. And no contact. You might hear someone call and say, well, you know, where have you been? I received your call and I haven't heard you for months. What's going on? What's happening? Oh, well, you know, I was going to call, but, you know, the problems arise and the kids or the job or the dog, whatever it was, that cut off the communication with you. And I apologize. I apologize. And I thought about you yesterday, and I said, oh, God, I forgot to call my good friend, my good friend. Something had gotten in the way. Something had gotten in the way. Same thing applies with making decisions. You know, Adam and Eve put us in the position where we always have to make a choice. The world is full of choices, full of choices. You have to make a decision. Some of you in the sound of my voice now, maybe you're going home, and you have to decide what you're going to cook, or where you're going to stop, or who you're going to call, or you're going to rest. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. If you're driving or walking, you know, if you're going to catch a plane later on today, tonight, you're going to ride your bicycle, your motorcycle, or you're going to pay the gas prices, you have to make a decision. You're going to make a decision. So it's always about decisions. Or you just not make no decision. You say, well, I'm not going to be involved with that. Stressing me out, I'm just going to let it flow. Whatever happened. No, you can't say whatever happened, especially a child of God, because the enemy is always plotting. He's always plotting. He's looking for your weak points, your weak time. And you know that the greatest time of greatest weakness sometimes we overlook when we're leaving our daily occupation and we're going home, we're relaxing during the run of the day, and the enemy is saying, okay, now I know where to find them. I know what they're doing. You're not on guard. You're not on your watch. You're just sitting around and relaxing. Amen. You got your hands down, and you're putting your book down, taking your glasses off, taking your shoes off, and say, okay, you know, that's it for the day. And that's the time you have to be careful of the enemy's attack. So we're talking about solving problems, though. We're talking about solving problems. And the first thing we have to decide, well, where's the problem is? Where is it coming from? What is the problem? What is it? Is it physical, a spiritual, amen, a natural, a flesh problem? You have to really define where did it come from? What happened? What causes this irritation? Or is it a part of your daily life? Or did it come up overnight? Or is it something that you thought of and you begin to think about? You say, okay, I got a problem. Is it going to attack your salvation? Or is it attacking your protection, your welfare? Amen. Or your livelihood? Is it attacking your marriage? Is it attacking your health? What is it? Where did it come from? We have to decide, where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? You know, who caused it? Was it you, your friend, your neighbor? Then when you pinpoint it, you narrow it down, then you begin to see, well, you know, I know that it's not God, it's myself. Is it God? Sometimes people blame God for it. But you know one thing about Jesus, you have to understand, Jesus is a man of compassion. He's a man of integrity who always followed through on what he says and what he'll do. He never will attack you, destroy you. He already died on the cross for you, So he's for you. If anybody for you, Jesus is for you. So you can rule that out. He's for you. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So we can rule out Jesus. Amen. He's compassionate. He's loving. He's caring. And he's all for you. He's all for you. God is love. God is love. God is love. The love of God, amen, is the basis of, amen, will eliminate. People have problems. God love. God want to reconcile himself. And we always, he always restoring his love and acquaintance with his people. Amen. So people, when people develop a true sense of identity, when they realize that God loved them unconditionally, amen, people who find their identity in the loving relationship with God, amen, they don't have to worry about what people say or whatever it is. They know who they are. They trust in God and relying on his word, amen, they always will win the battle. You're always going to find yourself coming out on top. There are three things you have to look for. Three things. Let's look at three things here. Amen. We know we have, God has accepted us unconditionally. And we feel a sense of belonging. Because he said, for by grace we are saved through faith. And it's not about ourselves. It's as a gift of God. And not by works. So that any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 through the 9th verse. Is not by anything. Jesus died on the cross for us. Romans said, while we were yet in our sins, Jesus died for us. Amen. So establishing that God loves you is very important in this problem. God loves you. He cares for you. Amen. The second thing, we know that, amen, he forgave us of our sins. 1 John 1 and 9 says, we confess our sin, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us of our sins and purge us from all unrighteousness. So it's not about God, and God has forgiven you. You see, it's not about God, and God has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. So we know that, amen, we know that we are inadequate. And Jesus said, you know what? I never leave you, and I never forsake you. So once you know yourself that Jesus is there, then God really loves you, okay, we can turn that page. We can turn that page. Let's turn that page now. If you feel that God has not forgiven you, and you feel that you're still part of your past or your problem, amen, then you what? Confess your sin. Confess your shortcoming. Confess it to God. And he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Because of why? Once you begin to make this relationship with someone, and you know many of you have relationship, some people can call you late at night. Late at night, you answer the phone. Someone can call you in your job or text you, and you answer your phone or you answer. Amen. They can see you in any problem, any situation, wherever you are, you'll stop or you blow your horn. You always consider, I'm going to check on the next town. I got to mind my friend. We're one. Same with husband and wife. They're one. They're one in Christ. They're one in Christ. As you begin to search out other people they have a relationship with, amen, and you find out their ways and their means, and you begin to learn about their situation and their problems, the same thing applies with God. God has no problems. All he has is a lot of supplies for you. He cares for you. But there's one problem that we have here. Amen. We are here on the earth, and he's in heaven. But, number one, he left the church for you. He cares for you. And he loved you. Now, Jesus, in this problem that you have, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, seek and you'll find, knock and the door be open. Everyone seeketh, find it. one that knocketh, the door will be open. Sometimes we have pride. Pride separates us. We made mistakes. And you know what? You always be making mistakes. You're going to be making mistakes. But Jesus said, I'm with you. And Romans said, everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. If you never made a mistake, after a while you will. You will make a mistake. Now, understand this. Your guardian angel is not going to do your work. He's not going to guard. He's not going to cut your lawn. He's not going to type your paper. He's not going to drive your car. He's not going to fix your house. He's just there spiritually to help protect you. So what? Perfection is out of the picture. We're striving to be perfect. So all of you out there say you're perfect, then I'm sorry the enemy has kind of sidelined you a little bit. Somewhere, somehow, you're going to make a mistake. So, but don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Amen. Don't let the enemy use that against you and use that because you what? You love God. We done passed that point. We love God. We care. God love us. We passed that point. Right now, we're moving on. We're moving on because of the fact, amen, Jesus is going to help us, and we're not going to let our pride, amen, stop us from being what? In contact and solving this situation. We're not going to get caught up with this, what 1 John said, First John, the second chapter, in the 16th verse, for all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but of the world. It is not of God, it is of this world. And if you be careful, if you don't renew your mind, if you don't renew, amen, your surroundings, if you don't renew the group that, amen, your circle, you will not get past your circle. If your circle of babes, you will not be able to grow. You got to mix it up. You got to mix it up. You have to get someone, amen, like the Bible said, Paul told Timothy, amen, the older man, amen, he teach the younger man. The older women, they teach the younger women. So you have to make friends, amen. That's what being a part of the church, being a part of assembly, being a part of a fellowship, amen. Those that the Holy Spirit will lead to you, amen, and begin to want to mentor you along with your pastor, amen, and talk with you and care for you, amen, then you can grow. But don't get so much in a position where you're going to let pride stop you from getting God's blessing. Pride can stop you from getting God's blessing. Yes, it can. He can stop you from getting God's blessing because you don't have the world will talk about you, situation will talk about you. But you remember, Jesus is for you, he's with you. So in this walk with Christ, amen, you have to be aware. You have to be aware. Amen. We can solve this. We can solve this. But now listen now. The tools you use and the pattern you use and the direction you take to solve this problem, amen, you're going to have to use that again to the next problem. Amen. To the next one. Because always, amen, as not only a child of God, but you might have others, your family, your relatives, or someone, you become a problem solver. Because what God is bringing you up, he's training you. God does not let things happen for nothing. Look at David in his life. He fought the bear. He fought the lion. He was ready to take on Goliath. Amen. He'd be ready to take on Goliath. Amen. In his life. Sometimes we go through things like Joseph. And we wonder why, Lord, what's happening? Lord, why this happening? But God was right there in every situation. You know, if every situation there is a move you can make, the Holy Spirit will show you a move. Amen. Go to the right. Stop here. No, wait. Just wait 1 second. Wait. Okay, now go. See, in every situation, the Holy Spirit is there. Amen. He's like a radar. He's watching everything. He knows all the satellites in the world. Amen. He knows where all the spaceships are. He knows where all the submarines are. Amen. And you get in a problem, amen, he's better than in your GPS. Amen. He can tell, you know, okay, stop it. You know how you get off the road, and some of you that have GPS, and they say, oh, okay, recalculate, turn right, 500 feet, turn right, recalculating, turn right. The Holy Spirit be talking to you, hold on, you made a move, you made the wrong move. Hold on, let's stop here. Amen. And let's try it again. Let's try it again tomorrow. Take a rest. Wait. In this problem, you let your pride get out of hand. Wait a minute. You should have waited. Amen. A soft answer, turn away wrath, the Proverbs says. Soft answer, turn away wrath. Amen. Don't let the enemy, don't entice him. Don't give him any little small tidbits, amen, to lead him your way, because he's always watching. Amen. This is what you have to be aware of. And sometimes in these problems, we forget who brought the problem, where did the problem come from, what is the origin of this thing. And if it keep reoccurring, then, you know, the enemy is using this, amen, to get you off your heavenly road. Off your heavenly road. Once you stay on your heavenly road, it'll be all right. The Lord showed me a vision one time, and I was walking down this road, straight road. Every now and then I meet someone. But on the side of the road, on both sides, I kept seeing at the corner of my eye this large animal up and down. He was slowly moving up and down, constantly moving up and down. I'm moving, and I can see him moving. He's alive, moving. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, long as you stay on this road, you won't have no problem with him. You know he's there. He see you. You see him. But he's not going to get on the road. He's not going to come over on the holy road. No. You got to get off. Then you got problems. This way obedience is so important. Adam and Eve was not overthrown, amen, but because of lack of weaponry, amen. They was not overthrown because they didn't have any food. They were not overthrown because God left them and abandoned them. They was not overthrown. They was enticed. They was enticed to come over and do something God told them not to do. That can create a problem. Disobedience can create a big problem because you stepped off the road. And you was in the environment. Amen. You stepped in the environment of death, sickness, hell. Amen. Confusion, hate, sorrow. Amen. You stepped in that environment of loneliness. But if you get back on the road, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me in this situation. Amen. Jesus is right there. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And he give you that, say, okay, let's make this step right here. All right, when we get to this intersection, I want you to pray. And once you pray, amen, then it's slowly, when you find peace, pray until you find peace. And once you find that peace in your prayer, you find peace in that situation, amen. If you want to make a decision, but it's always, oh, I don't know if I'm going to here or there, so many elements coming in play, that's the wrong decision. You have to wait till you find peace. Jesus is peace. Amen. He will not bring confusion. He will not bring, amen, a total disaster, stealing, killing. You know, Dr. Buzzard, I call him Dr. Buzzard because he's always looking for dead spirits. Amen. That's why Jesus said we must be born again. Amen. Born again, because God brings life. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you eternal life. He come that we might have life, that you might have it, might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. Eternal life. Amen. We're always looking for life. Christians are looking for life. They're looking for peace. They're looking for happiness. Amen. They might endure, amen, irritation. They might endure some suffering because of the fact, amen, They are understanding that whatever's happening at this time, amen, God might be trying to lead them in a direction. So while they're praying and looking, say, Lord, I cut my air conditioner off, amen, and you know, the car is slowing down. What are you trying to show me? Maybe I wasn't really looking at this. So things come, amen, to try us Amen. But God doesn't try us, but God can lead us in areas and to help people. And it might be inconvenient, but he never left us. He never left us. Look at Job. You know the story of Job? Oh, well, Job went through some things. Job, oh my God. Depression, you want to call it? Oh, you can name it. Let's go name it. Name it. Job been there. The only person that Job haven't done, he have not done, Jesus. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died, went to hell, and rose up out of death, buried, grave. For us, Jesus died with all power in his hand. Amen. But Job was there. Friends turned against him. Wife turned against him. Lost all his children. Lost all his bankrupt. Amen. But he stood his ground. He stood his ground because he knew who gave him what he had. Job knew what he had. God gave it to him. So it wasn't a problem. Lose a house, God can give it back to me. Because of relationship. Because of relationship. Amen. God care. God desire. Am I off? God care. God desire. Everything. God is looking. Amen. Let's press 1. If you desire to talk, let's press 1. Amen. Press 1. Amen. Press 1. We have 1, 2, 1 a customer. Amen. If you would like to be a part, amen, of this broadcast, press 1-347-215-8816. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 1-215-8816. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. We want to, amen, share with you, amen, a song. Amen. A song here. And we're hoping and praying that it will be kind of clarify some things, amen, about this subject. Amen. About what is happening sometime when you be dealing with problems and we overlook it. We overlook things sometime. But we have, amen, Lisa McKenzie, amen, on the line, and we want to, amen, share this song that she have here. Why don't you take a listen?
Our own worst enemy. He knows there is an insatiable longing deep been equipped to overcome and to conquer the enemy. The stakes are high, and we must armor up, show up for the battle. The lover of our soul, Jesus, has come to speak life into that deep place, to satisfy every longing, and to quench every thirst with his living water. There, our souls can find rest. There, our soul can be renewed, refreshed, and restored. There, our souls can rise up and make their boast in the Lord, rejoicing, delighting in his salvation. Oh, my soul, seek the Lord.
Battle for the mind, the battle for the mind, amen. Sometimes we overlook that, amen. We overlook the idea that those thoughts that come in our mind, but Paul said, amen, the fierce dart of the wicked, amen. The fierce darts of the wicked, amen. That's a thought that's jump up all of a sudden, and you say, oh my God, where did that come from? When you become aware of it, you say, oh my God, I shouldn't not be thinking about this. This is not a part of my spiritual walk, you know. But the battle is for the mind. We overlook that. Sometimes we feel that it's not a part. Amen. But Paul said, what? Renew the mind. And they come through practice. We have to practice, practice, practice. You can overcome a lot of things through practice. Constantly, constantly breaking, moving prayer. Asking God, listen, you know, I have a problem, and it's not spiritual, it's my flesh, amen. It's things I have learned prior to coming to Christ, and I need to have it broken. Now, you have to be aware now, you know, we have to be aware. You have to be born again because you have an enemy looking for dead spirits, amen. In the beginning of time, Adam and Eve sinned. And our spirit left God. We left God. And Jesus came back. Jesus came to restore, amen, reconciling us back to God because he loved us so much. He loved us so much regardless of what we have gone through or what we are doing. Amen. He will accept us and take us back. Is that wonderful? God will take us back. But he also concerned now. He's concerned, and that's why the enemy, amen, places different people around the country and the time and situations, amen, you have to be aware, amen. We're hoping that this radio broadcast will make you aware of some of the problems and where they come from. Notice 1 Timothy, amen. 1 Timothy, noticing 1 Timothy says that, amen, let as many servants are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. Now, we're in the last days. We have to address that. We're in the last days. And you have rejection, you have betrayal, and you have false teachers everywhere. Amen. Jesus said there'd be many, many false Christs, many. Amen. And the doctrine that they are teaching, what they are teaching is not Christ. Watch this now, watch this. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exalt. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud. Notice now what this Paul is telling Timothy, amen, in the pastoral letters, amen. If people begin to teach things against the doctrine of Christ, amen, which is according to godliness, is not according to godliness, amen. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil submissing, perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that are will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, unto many foolish and harmful lusts, which draws men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Don't get caught up in the blessing plans. Don't get caught up, amen, in materialism, because that can hurt you. Amen. There's some things that really hurt people, amen, and cause many to deal because they get caught up in materialism, amen. Personal ambition and self-desires, amen, can cause many mental health problems, amen. You don't want to be caught up in that. And you say, well, God doesn't bless us, God doesn't care about this. And it's the way they interpret the scriptures. I remember when I first, amen, came into Christ, began to minister, and I came across a man. He said, well, you know, God don't want you to have no houses, no cars, no nothing. And he misinterpreted this whole scripture here, amen. You know, but godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world, and certainly we don't carry nothing out. But, you know, that's not pertaining to what God, Jesus teaches. You say, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shake. Amen. That's why people, amen, they have left the faith and left what Jesus taught, amen, because of the fact they believe in selfishness, because the enemy taught selfishness. He taught that every man is an island, and he told Adam and Eve, amen, the day if you eat of this tree, you'll be like God, be able to discern good and evil, amen, be able to make the right choice, amen. And the world's still making evil choices. They're making a whole lot of evil choices, amen. So God wants us to have, Jesus wants us to have, he said, give and it shall be given unto you. Press down, shake. Men will give unto your bosom. God gave his life, his son life, and it's a part of him. God gave a part of him his word, and his word became life. Amen. And his son gave his life. So giving, amen, is one of the basic foundation, amen, to coming out of your problem. Giving yourself. We are servants of God. Giving to others, making voluntary time to be with somebody else. Amen. James said, amen, if one person seems to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but he don't go by and visit the widows, the orphan, amen, people that are destitute, you know, giving, praying, helping others, you'll find you'll lose yourself. You'll lose the old man because you begin walking in a new man. And here's a secret. Here's a secret. Amen. When you begin to go out and help others, you don't know who you're ministering to. Someone mother, someone father, someone child, who that you don't know who they are. And I found this to be true. When you go out and minister, and you might go to a retirement home or the care homes, and you sit down and talk with someone, and the person said, well, you know what, I want you to call my son. Call my son. I want him to give you that car I got. I'm not because of the wife. He said, no, I don't want. No, listen, I want you to have that because you took time and you constantly came over here and you visit me. Call him up. Tell him I told you and tell him to call me. I want you to give you that car that I have in storage. Give you that car. you know what? And you might visit someone and say, oh, I want you to call. You need a job. I'm gonna have someone, my daughter, to call. Call you. Because of what? God has blessed them. And to open up their mind and say, give this person, because this person coming over showing kindness and love. They see the love of God in you. They see the care that you have for people. Because we are in the people business. You know, Christianity is about people, fallen people, amen, hurting people. The enemy have destroyed. The enemy tried to kill and steal children and tear up homes. You know, these young ladies were kidnapped. There are many more kidnapped someplace. Amen. If you go around knocking on doors and putting out tracks, amen, you don't know who door you're knocking on. And you don't know who you, amen, you might save. Amen. You don't know what person you might come across that, amen, their mind has been bombarded all the time. Nobody care for you. Nobody love you. Nobody this. Amen. You come by and you put a track, or you just come by and say, oh, yes, I want to invite you out to our sanctuary. You know, God love you. Maybe they never heard anyone to say, God love you. People don't have time to say love, love. Oh, yeah, I heard that before. No, no, listen. I'm here. I took my time, came by. And really, why don't you do that? Once you leave, once you carry out God's work, amen, God's word will not come back void. They might not come to you, but they might go to some other place, or they will come to you. But whatever the problem is, if we begin to work and hide ourselves in God, hide ourselves in his work, hide ourselves in prayer, hide ourselves in activities, amen, that will help restore and refurnish. And you can hear stories and you can hear, amen, and see conditions. And, you know, you have more, your compassion begin to grow more and more. And the more compassion, amen, begin to grow for people, the more faith you have for God, and you know God will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And Jesus will carry out his word. He's not a liar. He's compassionate. Amen. And the name of Jesus is powerful. Amen. So the doctor Buzzard is out there looking for dead spirit. Peter said the enemy, he's like a roaring lion. He's going back seeking who he can devour. The devil is always out to destroy. He's controlling. He's out to control people. That they love to control things. Their goal, amen. They love to be in control. They love to be, amen, the one that talk to others. But they themselves, they're jealous, they're lost, and the enemy is guiding them. The enemy wants control over people. He wants control over your mind. Amen. He wants you to think two or three things and change up. But God come that we might have life. We might have it more abundantly. So watch your mind and your problems. Watch your mind. Watch how you're thinking. Watch how you're thinking. Because when you go down and pray, you don't want your mind wandering. Wandering. Amen. You want your mind to be on Christ. Amen. Colossians said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen. When you pray and begin to talk with God and travail, you want your mind to be there. Amen. On God. Be careful how your mind wander. Amen. In imagination when now you're going through. You don't want your mind to go and if fear come up. Fear. Amen. False evidence. Amen. False evidence. That's all fear is, false evidence. Amen. You don't even know it, but Proverbs talk about, amen, a lazy man will say he will not go outdoors with a lion out there waiting for him. He haven't even opened the door yet. Amen. But once you begin to work at something and you want to work at a formula that's durable, that's workable. And Jesus said, research, research, research. Amen. Go out, research, call, knock. Amen. Get up and get out. And get rid of that situation. Amen. You seek, you'll find, knock, and the door be open. Amen. It's proven. It's in his word. He said it. He'll stand by it. It's written. And it's happening all the time. Amen. Thieves run around from house to house. People going around looking. looking for gold, all different countries. They know where the gold is. Amen. People going, they know where the money is hidden. Amen. So they're looking for the people that have the money. Amen. So you should look what for the answer of your problem in the right way, in the righteous way. Call righteous people. Deal with righteous people. Get out of that circle of yours. If you got a circle of friends, amen, they are not positive in the faith, amen. You have to find, amen, a positive attitude type of person. You have to work with people that's positive. The wind blowing, the water seeking, amen. They say, well, you know, God's going to help us. Lord, pray, Lord, let the Holy Spirit give us an answer. And you stay right there until you find an answer, amen. And all this time, stay prayerful. Stay prayerful. And I have a closing. Stay prayerful. Prayer, amen, is like a watchman. We was in the army. Everybody put, you know, guard duty. Call it guard duty. Amen. So many hours, you have to go up and sit around the camp. We have to watch around the camp. Amen. And then when the enemy will see somebody there looking and listening, amen, they would not try that part of the camp. They would always look around. Amen. When they got always somebody on watch, amen, we had German shepherds, amen, and we're in Vietnam, we had German shepherds, amen, they know when a stranger come up, they know who's not part of the camp, amen, they'll sit around, you know, dogs can hear way off, they can smell way off, amen. So the same thing with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, amen, when you begin to pray and listening, amen, he most sensitive to any animal, amen, he sees everything, he knows everything. He is God himself. He's God, omnipresent, all-knowing. So every time of the day you pray, because what? You send up a watch in your spirit. You send up a watch. And when you praying up and looking around, not only praying over your food, you get up in the morning, you pray and read a scripture. Amen. You send up a watch. You're watching out, looking around, and you know, around lunchtime. And in the afternoon, amen, the enemy think you put the watch down. So the enemy, they sit out there, amen, they sit out there in the jungle, and they watch the camp. They find out when nobody is looking, nobody can hear, so they can sneak in the camp. Amen, they can want to sneak in the camp. So all the time, you make sure you have a good watchman. You make sure you have a good spiritual watchman. Amen, a good pastor, a leader, an organization, an assembly that believe in prayer. They believe in prayer. Yes, the word kill it, but the spirit give it life. Amen. We can go through a lot of different scenarios and diagrams and examples, but if you're not praying, send up a watch over your home, or send up a watch over your family, send up a watch over your money, over your health. Amen. You start sending up a watch. Amen. Watch. Amen. Watchman, what is the night? Oh, 2 or 3 hours the day come. Watchman, what is the night? We got about 10 hours before the day come. Watchman, late at night, which hour? Amen. Around 12 to 3 o'clock in the morning, amen, the enemy started moving around looking. Amen. 12 o'clock, amen. Jesus, God told him that put the blood over the doorpost. Amen. Because the death angel come around. Amen. Many people get, you know, they wake up late, early in the morning. Things happen early in the morning. Say, watchman, pray, 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 pray. Set up a watch. Put up a watch over your family. Put up a watch over your home. Put up a watch over your money. Put up a watch over your life. Amen. Put God over your life. Put God over your life. And stay in contact. Stay in tune with him. Amen. Reading and praying a song, a spiritual song. Amen. Things, songs that mean, amen, mean something. There are many songs out there. Amen. But you want a song that means something. You know, I know it was the blood, you know, faith, faith. Oh, you know, you want something that means something. Paul said in Ephesians, a song, amen, songs, and let us redeem the time through songs and spiritual songs, amen, stirring up our mind, because the enemy, he wants your mind. He wants your computer. He want to put a virus out there that we can break the contact, amen, but hear how you solve this problem will determine how you face the next one. How you face the next one. God will see he be with you always, even to the end of the world. He's there. but he also wants you to grow. He wants you to grow. David faced, David really didn't want to fight the bear. He really didn't want to fight, but he had to protect the sheep. He knew what he had, his family was dependent on him. He had to protect the sheep. Amen. He used the tools. He used the tools he was familiar with. He knew, and the dogs were right there with him. He had the staff, so he had to use what he was taught. Amen. Same applies here. We in Christ, maybe you might be new in Christ. Amen. It might not look like it's profitable to you. Amen. But what about those on the other side, those that are out there that really evolve in witchcraft and Ouija boards and black magic? Amen. They practice so long, they're part of it. It's all in their blood. Amen. They believe that's the only one. But, you know, Philip in the book of Acts had a different word. Philip came through with Jesus, and Jesus shook up the town. Philip came through there preaching Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Jesus alive. And right, you know what, right now? Jesus is still alive. He's still alive. Right now, he's still alive. He is alive, and if you try him, he'll shake up your life. He'll give you the strength to stand, the courage to stand. And he said, done all the stand. Stand up there. Anyway, stand up. Mine fall back when they early part of the ministry. Amen. And you know how when you start out in the ministry, you know, you study. But when you get in a real life situation, sometimes you overlook or you forget because of the attacks of those that are false, or those that are enemies. Amen. And the brethren come up and ask you questions you couldn't answer, and oh, they want to put you down and this thing and the other. So, you know, I had gotten to the point, I went in prayer, and always go to prayer, amen, in my own private closet, in my own private time, amen, just praying. And I said, oh, Lord, this, that, and the other. And I forgot what it was. I was just praying, and, you know, I started getting very sorrowful about it. And the Holy Spirit said, stand up and act like a man. I said, oh, God, Jesus, oh, bing, like the bell going to ring. I said, I'm ready now. He said, no, not like that. Not like that. Amen. Stand up on the word. Let's stand on the word. Paul said, when you're doing all the stand. Nothing else to do, that stand. And listen, you know what? I'm going to stand on God's word because he's alive. He haven't left us. He haven't left you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He haven't left you. Don't act like he's dead and gone. He just wrote you a letter and we got books here and reading from the history of Jesus. No, Jesus is still alive. He's preparing a place for us. He just went back home. Amen. It seems as though to the natural people that don't know Christ that, you know, he's not alive. But once you start praying up and praying and putting up a watch, people can tell something else about you when you come around, because the spirits know spirits. You know, they get irritated. They don't want to hear your voice. They don't want to always, all of a sudden, they're going to start judging you. Amen. What about this person saying? Every little thing going to irritate them. It's not them. It's the spirit that's in them. Like Paul said, we don't fight against flesh and blood. Amen. We fight against powers and weakness in high places. So the spirit that's in them, amen, don't like you. So don't take it out on the person that you see. They're not aware that they are dead spirit. They're not aware that their spirit is dead and the enemy trying to eat them up. You know, have you seen a scavenger, which is the, you know, a buzzard? If you see anything dead in the out there in the field, in the road, amen, once he finds it, and four or five of them start coming, pulling on the meat, amen, pulling on the animal. You know, the animal is dead. He can't get away. Amen. So the enemy, those that have not been born again, do not have the power of God. Amen. The enemy come along and all of them start pulling on their mind, pulling on their health, and it's trying to tear this person apart. Amen. You come in and you bring life. You bring life. Amen. They say, no, listen, what's happening? Amen. Because you know, you don't have the power of God. You have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have not accepted the power of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can eliminate this. And once you understand that you're a child of God, you have been born again, and you've been baptized in water, amen, accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to practice and practice and practice and renew your mind, amen, getting to walk and understand, say, yes, there's a problem, but I put it up under my feet. In the name of Jesus, I put this problem up under my feet. Because of what? Because of the promises. And because he's alive. God is alive. He's not dead. God is alive and he's not dead. If you might have to say that 100 times, Jesus is alive, I'm his child, and he's not dead. Jesus is not dead. He's alive. I'm alive in Christ. Amen. And I know, amen, one day, when my mansion's being finished, I'm going to go up there and be with him. Amen. I'm going to be with him. I'm packing my bag. No, I can't take these kind of bags. No, I can't take these bags. No, I'm sorry. I forgot. I can't take these bags. Amen. I won't have no bags. All this down here, we're going to have to leave it. Amen. But we know, because we are compassionate and God loves us and we're compassionate, we're concerned about others. So if your problem is about others and you realize that, well, my problem is about others. Oh, my problem is about myself and it's selfish. Oh, I guess my problem, amen, is spiritual and I need to get more Jesus. I need to trust him more. I got to practice more of his word. Oh, if I'm going through something and God is building my faith, amen. So when I come out of this, I can write a book. Amen. I'm going to write a book when I come out of this problem. Amen. Then you start writing, what you're going through. Then after you come out, then you can share it with others. Share it with others. Amen. Share it with others. Share it with others. Practice. Jesus is alive. He is alive. Flash. News flash. Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's still alive. Oh, yes. He just went preparing a place for us. God bless you today. If you'd like to, this afternoon, wherever you are, amen, you can subscribe at www.youtube.com user Jesus Christ International Ministries, amen, youtube.com/user JCI Ministries, amen. If you'd like to be a part, subscribe on YouTube. As well, if you'd like to send a letter, amen, Doctrine of Truth, JCI, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. TAMARAC, Tamarack, Florida, P.O. Box 25888. Amen. If you ever want to email me, amen, you can seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Or you can also, you can go on the website www.jciministries.org. Amen. Amen. Just remember, amen, he's alive. He cares for us. This problem is going to lead to another one, another maybe inconvenience, maybe something that you're trying to solve for others. Amen. Remember, research and prayer. Father, we thank you now for those that are listening. Oh, Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance, and we bind Satan's hand, whatever weapon he's trying against their mind. Lord, we loose it now and bind it up. Oh, God, we bind up the strong man, that it spoils the house, that it will not come back. Amen. It spoils, it deteriorates, oh, God. And we release health and life into the listeners of this broadcast. Lord, we release health and life, oh, God, on this radio station, that it continue, amen, continue as it goes throughout the world and throughout the time. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have a Jesus-filled day or night, whoever you're listening. This is Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. God bless you. Until next time.